There's a verse somewhere. Faith comes by and hearing by the word of God. In the context, Romans 10:17, that is. How will they believe if they've never heard? And how will they hear if no one's ever preached to them? And how will they preach to them if no one ever sent them? Romans 10. He's talking about the gospel. The gospel, the news, the message itself is a prophetic decree that affects faith. You don't have to persuade someone to pray a prayer, and you don't have to present propositional ideas to convince their mind. They're spiritually dead. But when you speak the gospel, you are saying, Lazarus, come forth. The message itself is so easy. It's so simple. Jesus, born of a virgin, lives a perfect sinless life, reveals God's nature to us by healing and speaking and everything else he does. Dies on the cross. Why? As a sacrifice for your sin. He actually took your sin on himself. He paid the price so that the wrath of God, the holy, transcendent, holy God, his wrath is actually absorbed by Jesus so that you can be welcomed in to his family. Jesus died. 3 days later, rose from the dead. He's God. He can do that kind of thing. And he's alive, and he wants to live inside you. He wants to give you a new life. It's the gospel. That's the decree that affects faith. That's the thing that gets them across the line. They've got to hear the gospel. It's not that difficult. 1 Peter 1. This is the clearest example in the whole Bible. Listen to how clear this is. 1 Peter 1:23. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. They're born again through the word of God. And if there's any question of what word that is that a prophetic word? Is that a rhema word? I was reading the Bible and I felt like God spoke to me. What's the word? It's right here. Verse 25. And this is the word that was preached to you. You've been born again through the word.